31 degrees at 8:56. Time for a check on commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New Year, Brian. Glad to be with you again. To start today, mixed price action early this morning, the day session. We do have a firming bias seem to be developing. Crude markets down about a dollar and a half. Dollar trade is up about a half a point. There are no sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning due to the partial government shutdown. Current price action, March corn is currently up 0.75 cents at 3.75¾. July corn, 3.91¼, up a half. And December corn is currently steady on the day at 3.97¼. January soybeans up 6¼ at 8.88¾. May beans are 9.14 even, up 6¼. And next November's 9.40½, up 5¼. Chicago wheat, March, up 2¾ at 5.06 even. July wheat is 5.20¼, up 1¾. Kansas City wheat for March up 3¾ at 4.92½, and next July is 5.15¾, up 3¼. Minneapolis wheat is up 1½ for the March at 5.50½, and next September is 5.71¾, up 2 cents. Looking for livestock, early trade started firm and standing its ground. Cattle and hogs are currently up about 25 to 50 cents. No fresh news out of China this morning. A little bit of a disappointment there, but it is what it is. With the government shutdown, January crop report is in question. Keep in mind that the January crop report is the report of record for the crop year. So if we don't get those numbers, a lot of things are going to be in the lurch. Index fund rebalancing is expected for the next week or 10 days. I would be inclined to think that since corn and beans are a little bit lower than last year, we should see a little bit of a buying interest. Given the lack of government news, the charts are growing in influence. Light volume is expected until next week. But the bottom line is corn chart seems to be consolidating. We do have a little bit more downside risk, probably about 10 cents or so. We'll have to wait and see how that develops. And the soybeans trying to stand its ground here, but still have a little bit of negative influence as well. The wheat market, it has to put in a little bit of a bottom. I don't know what the upside is just yet, but we'll watch and see how the news comes out of Europe. Other than that, I hope everybody has a great day and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much for that update, Bill. We appreciate it. It's 8:59 and 31 degrees. Quick glance at current conditions. So we've got cloudy skies across central Illinois. Temperatures on either side of 30 degrees, 28 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 31 in Urbana. We've got temperatures of 32 degrees in Danville and Charleston, Mattoon. And state police warning, we could see some slick spots on bridges and overpasses today with the temperatures right around that freezing mark. So just take a little care on the roadways. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today. Could see a light rain or snow shower with a high of 35 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.